Ajnanatirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshtarulamitam jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Vishnuvadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nitinamane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
You can also repeat the Panchatattva Mantra. Jai Shri.
You can also repeat the Panchatattva Mantra.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Akakaroti vachalam vangulam gayate gidin yatri vatamaham vande si gurum dinatarinam paramanandavadavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. My obeisances to His Holiness Arunaswami and Chandramouli Maharaj.
My obeisances to His Holiness Radhanath Swami and Chandramouli Maharaj.
Western India's zone has always been helpful to me when I was rejected for citizenship in Western Bengal by the communists. Then it was
Srinathji Prabhu's father had helped him to get citizenship when he was rejected by the communists of West Bengal to get citizenship of India.
And when I was given up for honor, it was Radhaswami and Koha Krishna kept praying for me so that I was able to recover.
And Radhanath Swami and Gopal Krishna Maharaj kept praying for him so that he could recover.
So, I very much intended, especially to Radhanath kept his doctors 24 hours a day watching over me at the Hinduja hospital.
I know, especially indebted to Radhanath Maharaj, he kept doctors 24 hours keeping a watch over me in Hinduja hospital.
After I was released from the Hinduja hospital, I went to the Bhaktivedanta hospital.
After I was released from the Hinduja hospital, I went to the Bhaktivedanta hospital.
I've been doing therapy, different kinds of therapy.
Where I was doing different kinds of therapies.
In the Hinduja, I used to see the sisters a lot.
In Hinduja, I used to see the sisters a lot.
But in the Bhaktivedanta, I see mainly the doctors, less of the sisters.
In Bhaktivedanta, I see more of the doctors and less of the sisters.
They're taking very nice care of me.
They're taking very nice care of me.
As far as and they're telling me all kinds of stories about the hospital there.
They're telling me all kinds of stories about the hospital there.
That there was one Bengali lady, and she had become completely atheistic.
There was one Bengali lady, and she had become completely atheistic.
Her father came to the hospital with cancer of the lungs.
Her father came to the hospital with cancer of the lungs.
So the spiritual care ladies asked her if she would like to read the Bhagavad Gita for her father.
So the spiritual care ladies asked her if she would like to read the Bhagavad Gita for her father.
She was not inclined at first, but they encouraged her so much she felt inspired.
But they encouraged her. She was not interested, but they encouraged her a lot, and then she was inspired.
So they got her a Bhagavad Gita in Bengali.
They got her a Bhagavad Gita in Bengali.
And she was reading for her father.
And she was reading for her father.
And she like this, she got a change of heart.
And she got a change of heart.
She thought, I thought that these spiritual people were just greedy, and they just wanted it for themselves. But I see you people are selfless, and you're giving so much. So now I change my heart. I want to also practice.
She thought that the spiritual people were just greedy and were doing for themselves, but she saw that they are selfless, and she got also inspired to practice.
So eventually her father left his body, but she wanted them to perform the Hare Krishnas, to perform the final rites.
Eventually her father left her body, but she wanted the Hare Krishnas to perform the final rites.
And she sponsored one of the one-day programs every so often.
And she sponsored one of the Monday programs feast at the hospital.
So like this, they're making so many devotees.
Like this, they're making so many devotees.
At the hospital.
At the hospital.
Maybe I'll become a devotee.
Maybe I'll become a devotee.
They're really touching the heart of many people.
They're really touching the heart of many people.
I know some of the people, maybe it's not good to tell the story because they're right now, maybe here as devotees.
Maybe some of the stories it's not good to tell because some of the people may be here as devotees now.
And they might feel embarrassed.
They may feel embarrassed.
So, we went last year with the safari to Bangladesh.
Last year we went on the safari to Bangladesh.
And we started off by going to Kheturi Gram.
We started off by going to Kheturi Gram,
which is a place of Narottam Das Thakur.
This is a place of Narottam Das Thakur.
We heard that, I think he also went to Bangladesh. So you got inspired because you heard how Radhanath Swami had gone to Bangladesh too.
So you're inspired by how Radhanath Swami went to Bangladesh too.
I said, my zone, but I don't get to go to all the holy places.
Although my zone, I don't get to go to all the holy places.
I go to half.
I go there. I go half. To half the place.
But I hadn't been to Kheturi.
I hadn't been to Kheturi.
And I hadn't been to Sunarganj, the birthplace of Bhakti Advaita Goswami.
Sunam Ganj, the birthplace of Advaita Acharya.
So I went by helicopter.
So I went there by helicopter.
To Sunam Ganj.
To Sunam Ganj.
And the helicopter driver got lost.
And the helicopter driver got lost.
So I just had to learn and ask directions.
So he had to learn two times to ask people for directions.
They were playing cricket. And there was a festival going on.
And where he landed, there was a festival going on.
I said, oh no, it's over that way, 5 miles.
It's probably that way.
5 kilometers.
12 kilometers.
So then we're going to go.
Again they took off.
So we got to the place where Advaita was born and had a temple there.
So we got to the place where Advaita was born. They've got a temple there.
And we installed the deity.
And we installed the deity.
Like this, some of the places are so remote. I hadn't visited them.
Like this, so many places are so remote, I hadn't visited them.
But, birthplace of, I need some water. You see, Advaita Narottam's birthplace on the side of the Padma River.
Narottam's birthplace on the side of the Padma River.
There it said that there was a tree.
It said that there was a tree.
Where love of Godhead was left.
Where love of Godhead was left.
It's called Prema Tali.
It's called Prema Tali.
So he went to the tree and to try to get if there's any leftover love of Godhead.
So he went to the tree to see if there was any leftover love of Godhead.
Well, I think that Radhanath Swami took it all.
But I think that Radhanath Swami took it all.
So we tried to get some remnant.
We were trying to get some remnant.
Then we went to the Padma River.
We went to the Padma River.
To seek out the few drops there.
To seek out the few drops there.
And the Ganges of Bhagirathi.
And the Ganges of Bhagirathi.
You see, one gets all kinds of pious activities.
One gets all kinds of pious activities.
And in the Padma River, it says that you get either love for Godhead, if you're a Vaishnava, or if you're a Vaishnava Aharadi, then you get suffering.
But in the Padma River, you get love of Godhead if you're a Vaishnava, but if you're a Vaishnava Aparadi, then you get suffering.
Suffering, yeah. So, anyway, we had our dip there.
We had a dip there.
Since then I got this, so.
Since then I got this.
Maybe I'm a Vaishnava Prati.
Maybe I'm a Vaishnava Prati.
I try to avoid Aparad to the Vaishnavas.
I try to avoid Aparad to Vaishnavas.
So, we heard some nice pastimes.
We heard some nice pastimes.
That at Khetri Gram.
That at Khetri Gram.
Narottam Das, He was a crown prince, but he abdicated his throne. He wanted to be a Vaishnava.
That Narottam Das was the crown prince, and he wanted to be a Vaishnava.
So he abdicated his throne.
So he abdicated his throne.
And they requested him to stay there.
They requested him to stay there.
And so he stayed and he made a temple.
So he stayed and he made a temple.
So he was staying with Ramchandra Kaviraj.
He was staying with Ramchandra Kaviraj.
And one day they saw two young educated boys.
And one day they saw two educated young boys.
Young men. They were herding buffalo and goats.
They were herding buffalo and goats.
With some helpers, some employees.
With some help of some employees.
So they thought, well, these boys are going to be doing the Durga Puja. And that's why they got all these animals.
So they thought that these boys must be doing Durga Puja. That's why they got all these animals.
So
Narottam said it would be nice if we preach to them.
If they were Vaishnavas, it would be very good.
They become Vaishnavas, it would be very good.
But unfortunately then, the other he said, well, they're not going to listen to us. We're Vaishnavas. They're puffed up Brahmanas.
But Kaviraj said that they're not going to become Vaishnavas. They're not going to listen to us. They're puffed up Brahmins.
And they're not going to listen to two Vaishnavas.
And they're not going to listen to two Vaishnavas.
And they came up with a plan.
They came up with a plan.
That they would have a mock argument.
That they would have a mock argument.
Following behind the two. And this way, one would take the role as a smarta Brahmin.
And this way, one would take the role of a smarta Brahmin.
And the other as a Vaishnava.
And the other as a Vaishnava.
So they were arguing behind each other.
So they were arguing behind each other.
What are you doing with all these animals?
What are you doing with all these animals?
I'm going to offer them to Kali.
I'm going to offer them to Kali.
To Durga.
To Durga.
No, don't you know that Durga only takes vegetarian food?
But don't you know that Durga takes only vegetarian food?
She only eats what her husband eats, Shiva.
She eats only what her husband eats, Shiva.
And he's a vegetarian.
And he's a vegetarian.
No, but who eats all that food?
No, but we eat all that food.
Yes, the ghosts and the hobgoblins that go hang around.
The ghosts and the hobgoblins hang around him.
They take all the meat.
They take all the meat.
So you're not getting the real prasadam.
So you're not getting the real prasadam.
Like this they had an argument back and forth.
Like this they had an argument back and forth.
Jai Kali, Jai Krishna.
Jai Kali, Jai Krishna.
It's all the same.
It's all the same.
No. Devi Isha Gunai, I saw in court today, that she's the energy of Krishna, but she's not Krishna.
No. She's the energy of Krishna. She's not Krishna.
So like this, two of the boys, they heard every word they said.
So like this, the two of the boys heard every word they said.
And they thought, what are we doing with these animals?
Why
are we offering them?
Why are we offering them?
They went over and asked, who are you two?
Then they went and asked, who are you two?
I said, oh, he's Narottam Das Thakur.
He's Narottam Das Thakur.
He's Ramchandra Kaviraj.
And he's Ramchandra Kaviraj.
They bowed down and they surrendered and they said, we want to learn Vaishnava Tattva from you.
They bowed down and they surrendered and they said, we want to learn Vaishnava Tattva from you.
So I was wondering here that this also, some young people are here and some young people come from all over India for this yatra, and that Narottam is also preaching to the young people as Radhanath Swami is preaching to the young people.
So many young people come here, and young people from different parts of India come here. Narottam Das Thakur was also preaching to young people like Radhanath Maharaj is doing here.
So, we got many races around India which are following the footsteps of this preaching to young educated people.
So we've got many bases all over India which are following in the footsteps of preaching to many young people in India.
So, like this, the two of them joined Radhanath Swami's Bhakta program.
So like this, the two of them joined Radhanath Swami's Bhakta program.
I mean, Narottam Das Thakur's Bhakta program.
I mean, Narottam Das Thakur's Bhakta program.
Slip. And so they learned Vaishnava Tattva there in Ramkeli.
And they learned Vaishnava Tattva and went to Ramakeli.
Then they wore Vaishnava Tilak.
They wore Vaishnava Tilak.
They went back home to their father, the great Mayavadi, Shivananda.
And they went back to their home to their father, the great Mayavadi, Shivananda.
When he saw them with Vaishnava Tilak, he said, ah, Kulodam, Kulodam, the worst of my family tradition. Why is all this Vaishnava Tilak? Why is it all? Where the right treasure? Three lines. Horizontal.
When the father saw them, he started saying,
Kuladam.
Worst of the Kulas. And he wanted them to wipe off their tilaks and put horizontal tilak.
So then he started to preach to their father. Oh, what are you doing? You're preaching to me. Oh, this is an insult. My son is preaching to me. I'm the father. I will not preach to my children. I bring the local pundits. He brought the local pundits. They were preached by their children. They all got convinced. To do Vaishnava Dharma.
He said he would not preach to the children. He brought the local pandits. They got preached by the children and they all started following Vaishnava Dharma.
Hari Om! Hari Om! Hari Om! So then the father was disgusted. Well, they don't know anything. What are these foolish pandits are doing?
So the father started getting angry. What are these foolish pandits doing? They don't know anything.
I have a friend, Digvijaya Mithila Desha. He's the greatest pandit of Mithila. He's conquered all the four regions. I'll bring him. He'll defeat my children.
I'm going to bring the Digvijaya of Mithila. He's the greatest pandit. He'll defeat all of them.
So he wrote a letter and asked the Digvijaya to come down. And
wrote a letter.
And he came down. He said, I need my dignity to talk to these youth. I'm a Digvijaya. Ha!
When he came, he said, it's below my dignity to talk to these young people. I'm a Digvijaya.
What do you young people think about this?
What do you young people think about this?
Uh-huh. Since getting some elderly person, then at least that will be according to my dignity.
Get me some elderly person, at least that will be according to my dignity.
So they had a local Vaishnava, Bhagavat Acharya.
So they had a local Vaishnava, Bhagavat Acharya.
So they brought him.
So they brought him.
And they gave him the shlokas they learned from Narottam Das Thakur.
And they gave him the shlokas they learned from Narottam Das Thakur.
So then, the Digvijay said, okay, you can speak first. Ha!
So the Digvijay said, you can speak first.
I'll give you a chance.
I'll give you a chance.
The Vaishnava was very humble, and he spoke, and he gave Vaishnava Tattva, and the Vaishnava has got, the Brahman has got 12 qualities, the Vaishnava has got 13. The same 12 plus Vakti.
So the Vaishnava was very humble. He spoke. He said that Vaishnava, that a Vaishnava has more qualities than a Brahmana. A Brahmana has 12 qualities. A Vaishnava has 13, which is 12 plus Bhakti.
Yeah, okay. I have difficulty pronouncing V, P, and F, and N. So that's why I have someone repeating.
I have difficulty pronouncing B, P, M, F. That's why I have somebody translating.
Maybe that's the helicopter I went.
Maybe that's the helicopter I went.
So, the Digvijaya, he didn't have any answer.
Digvijaya didn't have any answer.
Where is this shloka? Give him.
Where is this shloka? Give me.
He said, no, it's right here. It's given in the Puranas, it's given in the Upanishads.
He said, it's given right here, it's given in the Puranas, it's given in the Upanishads.
Oh my God. I never studied these, I only studied the Smarta Shastra.
Oh my God, I never studied these, I studied only the Smarta Shastras.
I'm defeated.
Oh no.
I should become a Vaishnava, but I'm not humble enough to be a Vaishnava.
I should become a Vaishnava, but I'm not humble enough to be a Vaishnava.
So, I cannot remain a Digvijaya, I'm defeated now.
I can no longer remain a Digvijaya. I'm defeated now.
So I'll take a middle path.
So I'll take the middle path.
I'll become a beggar.
I'll become a beggar.
There's no such middle path. You should have surrendered and become a Vaishnava.
You should just surrender and become a Vaishnava.
But anyway, he became a beggar. He went around.
So he went around as a beggar, as a mendicant, as an ex-Digvijaya.
The Vaishnavas are not eager to go around and defeat people. They want to convince them.
The Vaishnavas are not eager to go around and defeat people. They want to convince them.
So they want them to be convinced to take out Vaishnava Dharma to liberate it. Get some flag or banner, like a Digvijaya.
They want to go around and convince people. They don't want a flag saying that they're a Digvijaya.
Shivananda Bhattacharya, when he saw his Digvijaya got defeated also, he was overwhelmed. He went bananas.
When Shivananda Bhattacharya saw that the Digvijaya got defeated by these boys, he went bananas.
So the children, they went back to the ashram of Narottam Das Thakur, the youth.
And the youth went back to the ashram of Narottam Das Thakur.
So they wanted to take initiation.
They wanted to take initiation.
There are two of them. They didn't know which one to take from.
There were two of them. They didn't know who to take from.
They respected both.
They respected both.
So they took and decided, you take from one, I take from the other.
So they decided, you take from one, I'll take from the other.
You accept mine as Shiksha Guru and yours as I'll accept as Shiksha Guru.
You accept mine as Shiksha Guru and I'll accept yours as Shiksha Guru.
So like that they took initiation. No one could tell who is the disciple of who, because they served both very faithfully and very equally.
So they took initiation and nobody could make out who was a disciple of whom because they were serving both very faithfully.
So, I guess we see how the Shiksha Guru is an important role in Vaishnava Dharma.
So like this we see how the Shiksha Guru is an important role in Vaishnava Dharma.
I hope that my disciples seek a Shiksha Guru that they take on, Radhanath Swami.
I hope that my disciples take Shiksha Guru like Radhanath Swami.
Radhanath Swami. He gives such nice instruction.
He gives nice instructions.
He's a good example.
And he sets a good example.
So, like this, the Narottam, he wanted to have a Gaur Purnima festival.
So Narottam wanted to have a Gaur Purnima festival.
But he invited Srinivas Acharya to come.
He invited Srinivas Acharya to come.
And he requested him to please invite all the Vaishnavas to come for Gaur Purnima festival.
And he asked him to invite all the Vaishnavas to come for the Gaur Purnima festival.
Srinivas Acharya, in the mood of service, he said, yes, I must do.
Srinivas Acharya, in the mood of service, said, yes, I must do.
But then he was the whole night, he couldn't sleep. How am I going to get everyone to come? It's not an easy job. Everybody is feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya.
So Srinivas Acharya was thinking, he didn't sleep the whole night. He was thinking, how will I get everyone to come? Everyone is feeling separation from Lord Chaitanya.
Then he dozed off around 1 or 2 o'clock. And Lord Chaitanya appeared in a dream. And told him that, no, I want you to do this. And if you go and get Janava Devi to come. And you get, he names some people. You get these people to come, I'll bring everyone else.
And he named some more people and said, get all of them to come and invite everyone else. They'll bring everyone else.
So he woke up and he realized that this is meant to be. And so he went back and he went to
And he woke up and he realized that this is meant to be.
So he went to the house of Nityananda where there was Janava Devi.
So he went to the house of Nityananda where there was Janava Devi.
Karam. Panihati Dham.
Karda, near to Panihati Dham.
6 kilometers.
6 kilometers.
So he went there, and normally that these associates, they don't go anywhere. There's too much separation.
And he went there, and normally these associates don't go anywhere. It's too much separation.
But she agreed to come.
But she agreed to come.
So because she agreed to come, all the Vaishnavas went along the way.
Because she agreed to come, then all the Vaishnavas came along the way.
He got Advaita son, Achyutananda.
Advaita son, Achyutananda.
And we got like this.
And they got like this.
So also, Sri Kshetra.
Sri Kshetra.
And different holy places, they got the Vaishnavas to come.
And from different holy places, they got the Vaishnavas to come.
So like this, there was a whole Kirtan ground. They were so overwhelmed with happiness that the Vaishnavas were going to come. They decorated the city and they put sugarcane plants and whole watering pots.
They were so overwhelmed with happiness that the Vaishnavas were going to come. They decorated the whole city with sugarcane, water pots.
All the auspicious items.
All auspicious items.
Banana trees. Banana.
Banana leaves.
Trees.
Trees. Banana trees.
So like this, Narottamdas Thakur, he had a full house of all the Vaishnavas.
So like this, Narottamdas Thakur had a full house of all Vaishnavas.
So he was singing bhajans.
He was singing bhajans.
And he sang a song of separation from Lord Chaitanya.
And he was singing a song of separation from Lord Chaitanya.
And everyone, it was as if they were dancing in ghee.
And everyone was as if they were dancing in ghee.
They weren't moving in slow motion.
Slow motion. Dancing in slow motion.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I cannot sing in the separation mood that Narottam is singing.
I cannot sing in the same separation mood that Narottam sang.
Maybe there are some people here who can.
Maybe there are some people here who can.
I got at my hospital room at the evening prasad. Different groups of devotees come and sing.
I got in my hospital room where different groups of devotees come and sing during the evening prasad.
And some of them are very beautiful.
And some of them are very beautiful.
They're singing.
They're singing.
Most of them are very beautiful.
Most of them are very beautiful.
Anyway, everyone is, the kirtan slowed down, slowed down. It became so intense that finally Lord Chaitanya, he appeared.
And the kirtan slowed down, slowed down, slowed down. Finally it became so intense and Lord Chaitanya appeared.
He appeared with the associates from Rajadhan, from Navidhan, and from Jagannath Puri.
He appeared with the associates of Rajadham, Navidhan, and Jagannath Puri.
So all the associates united again with all of the devotees who were present.
So all of the associates united again with all of the devotees.
And the kirtan went on for a day of Brahma.
And the kirtan went on for a day of Brahma.
The devotees didn't feel the time passing.
Devotees didn't feel the time passing.
This was a very rare occasion. I always wish that at our Gaurapurnima in Mayapur to have such a manifestation.
I always wish that our festival in our Gaurapurnima festival in Mayapur has such a manifestation.
It's just a cause of mercy of the Lord. Only on a couple occasions did he appear like this after his departure.
It's a causeless mercy of the Lord that he appeared only a couple of occasions like this after his departure.
It's called Aprakat Lila.
It's called Aprakat Lila.
First time after being invisible.
First time after being invisible.
But sometimes he appears.
But sometimes he appeared.
Once he appeared at the this at the No, I didn't hear it. Swarupganj.
Once he appeared in Swarupganj.
At the name of the place.
The name of the place.
Just my mind.
Just slipped my mind. Shikanda.
Shikanda, no. Shikanda, the guru, Narottama, Sarkar. Narahari Sarkar. He appeared there after his 1 year anniversary of his disappearance.
In Shrikhand, Narahari Sarkar appeared there after his 1 year anniversary of his disappearance.
I was thinking it would be nice if Prabhupada appeared.
I was thinking it would be nice if Prabhupada appeared.
Like Narahari Thakur.
like Narhari Thakur.
But these are all alaukik, inconceivable leelas.
But these are all alaukik, inconceivable leelas.
Next to the Angata.
Next to the Amgata.
Where Lord Chaitanya planted had a mango tree planted in Kral.
Where Lord Chaitanya had planted the mango tree.
That's this place.
Is this place.
It's not that place. Next to it.
Not that place, next to it. Next to the place where Lord Chaitanya planted the mango.
That's where we go from Harihar Kshetra, Amghata to this place.
You go from Harihar Kshetra to Amghata, then to this place.
Testing you, see if you know your dham.
Just testing you to see if you know your dham.
Suvarna Vihar. Suvarna Vihar, that's the place.
Suvarna Vihar, that's the place.
Hari Go.
Hari
Go. Hari Go. Yeah, Suvarna Vihar. And the king of Suvarna Vihar, he saw Lord Chaitanya there, and at that place, Nityananda was showing Shiva's as well as Sridhara Goswami, and there the Lord appeared.
At Suvarna Vihar, when the king was there, Lord Chaitanya appeared, and there Lord Nityananda was showing Srinivas and Jiva Goswami.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared.
And Lord Chaitanya appeared.
Along with some other associates.
Along with some other associates.
But, these are the only two places I know of.
These are the only two places that I know of.
If you know of something else, you tell me.
If you know of something else, please tell me.
But two is enough.
But two is enough.
Because there's a third. We need a third.
We need a third.
Lord Chaitanya appears to all of our devotees.
Lord Chaitanya appears to all of our devotees.
So either during the Vikrama in Mayapur or the Yatra in Mayapur, we hope to have this type of appearance.
So during our festival, during our Parikrama or during the Yatra in Mayapur, we hope that Lord Chaitanya appears.
So this kirtan went on in Khichdi, the first Gaur-Purnima festival.
So this kirtan went on in Khichdi, the first Gaur-Purnima festival.
And everyone was so much ecstatic.
And everyone was so much ecstatic.
And all of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya and his associates left.
All of a sudden, Lord Chaitanya and his associates left.
And everyone was thrown into separation.
And everyone was so much in separation.
They're rolling in the ground, crying.
They're rolling in the ground, crying.
They felt so much separation after being united together with Lord Chaitanya.
They were feeling so much separation.
After being united again with Lord Chaitanya.
After being united again with Lord Chaitanya.
And they looked to Janavade. She told, continue the kirtan, continue.
And they looked at Janava Devi and she said, continue the kirtan, continue.
So the kirtan gives us our life.
Kirtan, this is our life.
Gives us our association of Lord Chaitanya.
This is association of Lord Chaitanya.
And then Srinivas Acharya took permission. And he installed the six deities performing aarti for them.
And Srinivas Acharya took permission and he installed the six deities and performed aarti for them.
Now those deities are in Vrindavan and different places.
Now those deities are in Vrindavan and different places.
But the deities start to emit their fragrance.
But the deities started to emit their fragrance.
So as the devotees were doing kirtan, they could smell Krishna's divine scent.
So as the devotees were doing kirtan, they could smell Krishna's divine scent.
And then they felt again deep ecstasy.
And then they again felt deep ecstasy.
How many like to be at the first Gaur Purnima festival?
How many of you would like to be at the first Gaur Purnima festival?
Hadiro. Unfortunately, I'm not able to give that blessing. Maybe in the next Gaur Purnima in some other universe.
Unfortunately, I'm not able to get that blessing, but maybe in the next Gaur Purnima, in the first Gaur Purnima in the next universe.
Lord Chaitanya is going from universe to universe, following Krishna's pastimes.
Lord Chaitanya is going from universe to universe, following Krishna's pastimes.
And we get an opportunity to be part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement.
And we get opportunity to be part of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement.
It's only 500 years.
It's only 500 years.
Not much time has
not
passed.
Not much time has passed.
So, especially we need the young people to take this up so that they can have more years to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya.
Especially we need the young people to take this up because they have more years to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya.
Let the people get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
Let the people get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
You see the hall like in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital. So many people are taking up Krishna consciousness.
Like how we see in the Bhaktivedanta Hospital, so many people are taking up Krishna consciousness.
I heard about 30, 40 a year, or 25, 30 a year, a month are taking up.
I heard that about 25, 30 a month are taking up.
Even there are many non-Hindu patients.
Even there are many non-Hindu patients.
They also ask the devotees to do the final rites according to the sprinkling of the Ganges water and things like that.
They also ask the devotees to do the final rites like sprinkling of Ganges water and things like that.
So what our doctor does, so, you know, it's all right if we do it, so. It's what our doctor does.
That's not what a doctor does.
So, yeah, we're just following our doctor, you know. They're saying that we're just following our doctor.
Oh, they say that we're just following a doctor.
So, otherwise, they won't follow the systems.
See, they want to follow the systems.
So, there's one case where I don't know if I should tell it.
There's one case where I don't know if I should tell it.
Sure? Not very convinced.
Not very convinced.
Oh, you're very convincing.
No, you're very convincing.
And to make it shorter.
To make it shorter.
The husband took a test and he found that he had AIDS.
The husband took a test and he found that he had AIDS.
And you don't have to go into details about that.
I don't have to go into the details about that.
But the wife was under the counseling system.
But the wife was under the counseling system.
So she was told, serve your husband.
So she was told, serve your husband.
And, of course, avoid relations.
Of course, about relations. Avoid relations.
And then, so he was won over how his wife could have left him at that moment. And she was serving him. So he became a very changed person.
So he was amazed that his wife could have left him at that moment, but she was serving him, so he became a changed person.
So then he went to the spiritual programs.
So he went to the spiritual programs.
And he began chanting japa.
And he began chanting japa.
He went through another test.
He went through another test.
His HIV was negative.
And his HIV was negative.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki. So, like this one, chuck out one more devotee for the Bhaktivedanta Chara Hospital.
So this is how one more devotee is made in Bhaktivedanta Hospital.
They told me that one of the nurses, she dozed off during her night shift.
They told me that one of the nurses dozed off during her night shift.
And Prabhupada appeared to her.
And Prabhupada appeared to her.
Said, you should read these books in the library.
He said, you should read these books in the library.
And then she woke up, and after that she started reading the books.
So she woke up and she started reading the books, and after that she became a devotee.
To be continued.
To be continued.
Did you hear all these stories?
Did you hear all these stories? He's asking Maharaj. Not a single one.
So I make them tell me the stories when they come around.
I make them tell me the stories when they come around.
I can't remember all of them. I should actually write them down.
I can't remember all of them. I should actually write them down.
But it shows the magic of chanting and hearing the holy names.
It shows the magic of chanting and hearing the holy names.
And they're getting good medicine. They're getting as good as they can. And that's a part of it.
They're giving good medicine as good as they can. That's a part of it.
But also they get the spiritual care.
But they also give the spiritual care.
Which they're not, no one else is giving.
Which no one else is giving.
They're telling me that they're getting courses. The other hospitals come and they learn spiritual care.
They told me that they're giving courses where other hospitals come and they learn about spiritual care.
Because the human being is the spirit, the mind, and the body. So you should treat all the three.
Because the human is spirit, mind, and body. So you should treat all the three.
So that there's one hospital along the Pune Highway. And they also have started spiritual care.
So there's a hospital along the Pune Highway, and they've also started the spiritual care.
There's so many people have accidents.
There are so many people who have accidents on the highway.
They come in all mangled up.
They come all bangled up.
So the doctors need also the spiritual care.
So the doctors, they also need the spiritual care.
So, Arunath Swami has started spiritual care, and so many other qualified doctors are doing the material care, and together they're having nice spiritual and material care for the patients.
Radhanath Swami has started the spiritual care. The doctors give the material care, so together they are performing very nice spiritual and material care for the patients.
Because many of our doctors are spiritually highly qualified.
Of course, many of our doctors are spiritually highly qualified.
And many of them are here for the yatra.
And many of them are here for the yatra.
Many of them could break away from their duties there.
Well, could break away from the duties there.
So, let's give a big hari bol to the...
Let's give a big hari bol to the doctor.
Pastimes of Bangladesh.
Anyway, those are the pastimes of Bangladesh.
When I was coming back in a helicopter, I got caught in a storm.
When I was coming back in the helicopter, I got caught by a storm.
Everywhere we went, there was a storm.
Everywhere we went, there was a storm.
So the driver said, I can't get anywhere.
The driver said, I can't get anywhere.
It's all storms.
It's all storm.
So he stopped in one village.
So he stopped at one village.
And thousands of people surrounded us.
And thousands of people surrounded us.
Started knocking on the window.
Started knocking on the window.
Looking.
Looking.
Hey, there's a sadhu.
Hey, there's a sadhu.
The driver went out with his pistol. And trying to scare them away.
The driver was whistling peep peep and trying to scare them away.
It wasn't so successful.
But he wasn't so successful.
They wanted to see the sadhus.
They wanted to see the sadhus.
Then one lady came, she was wearing tilak.
Then one lady came, she was wearing tilak.
Are you Jai Pataka Swami?
Are you Jai Pataka Swami?
You're my guru.
You're my guru.
I got two gurus.
I got two gurus.
My husband, he's a non-veg.
My husband.
He's got the fish guru.
My husband, he's a non-veg. He's got his guru.
Fish guru. I have to respect him also.
I have to respect him also.
And you're my vegetarian guru.
And you're my vegetarian guru.
So she took us to her house.
So she took us to her house.
It was a giant family with three brothers and other wives.
It was a joint family with three brothers and their wives.
So we gave them, all the talk about Krishna consciousness.
So we gave them all the talk about Krishna consciousness.
So we drove to the next place. Helicopter was not able to take off in the dark.
So we drove to the next place. The helicopter was not ready to take off.
That was my experience with helicopter.
That's my experience with the helicopter.
So, Bhakti Charu Maharaj told me to go by helicopter. I said, no.
Bhakti Charu Maharaj wanted to go by helicopter. I said, no.
Send it out, I hope you have a very nice yacht time. And you can come in the picture tonight for the yatra there.
So anyway, I hope that you had a very good yatra, that you come to Mayapur for the yatra in the future.
And that and thank you for praying for me in the previous yatra.
And thank you for praying for me in the previous yatra.
I hope that I can finish healing.
I hope that I can finish healing soon.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Gauranga.
Gauranga.
It's great to be back in the preaching field.
It's good to be back on the preaching field.
Maharaj, thank you very much. Let us all express our sincerest gratitude by saying Hari Bol.